something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Maiduguri, off Dambor Road, opposite CBN Quarters, beside NNPC Depot, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., and Fridays, 5 p.m. for prayer meetings. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-571-4362. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah.
They say that when a woman has money, she now starts. So he's thinking maybe it's some money. Has anybody given her money? I said, nobody's been coming here. He starts checking her bag. Every time he sends her out, and then he goes into her bag and checks, looking for a checkbook and checking everything. He can't find the money. Then in the morning, he hears, she's praying. Praying? We've been married 20 years. I never heard her pray. The only time we prayed when we said, plus God minus devil. Now she's praying, and then what she's saying, he's trying to hear, is she praying against me? Is she praying for another man? Then he hears her saying, he can't understand. What's gone wrong with my wife? She must have been going somewhere. The next time she says she's going somewhere, he has people out there tracing her, tracking her, trying to find out where she's going. She entered one church where they call them hallelujah people. Now he has real trouble at home. See, when you receive the Holy Ghost, you know what Jesus said? He said, I have not come to make peace. I have not come to negotiate. No peace process. You get it? He said, that's not what I've done. He said, I've come to set fire in the house. He said, you're gonna find trouble between mother and daughter. You're gonna have trouble between daughter-in-law and mother-in-law. You're gonna have trouble in the house between father and son. Not because he's against family relationships. No. He's trying to tell you that even the most revered biological relationships would come apart because of this divine relationship. He's forewarning the people. He's saying, if you get in contact with me, if you have a relationship with me, it'll shake up every other relationship you have, except that relationship is connected through me. You know, when Jesus comes into your home, now you've been having husband and wife, the relationship changes. Jesus stands in between. You relate now to each other through him. In other words, you've got to listen to what I say. And you've got to listen to what I say. But the guy said, but she's my wife. Yeah, but he's my husband. Yeah, but I am Lord. See the difference? Now you see your husband the way I tell you to see him. And you see your wife the way I tell you to see her. And then They say, all right, but what about our daughter? I'm here too. You relate with her through me. It's a whole new ball game. Hallelujah. And there's not too many people who want that kind of relationship because they don't know Jesus. See, every time he shows up, he doesn't come to take anything from you. He only comes to bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to his name forever. How he loves us so very much. He says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you. To give you, not to take anything from you, to give you an inheritance. If you were born poor, now you got something. If you were born rich, now you discover that wasn't anything. Now that this has come, these are the true riches. Hallelujah. Health has come, strength has come, purposefulness has come. Hallelujah. You're no longer a speck in the dust. Every time you're walking in the street, how many of you have gone through the Oshodi Bridge? How many of you have been there? Have you ever looked down from that bridge to see the multitude of people? Did you ever wonder where they go to sleep in the night? There's so many. Then you come in the night and it's all clean. Praise God. Now, think about all of these millions of people. I understand got about between 8 and 10 million people in this Lagos. Now, that's a big number. And think of the fact that when you're working in that place, maybe in that Oshodi area, with so many people around you, and you're walking, every step you take, brothers and sisters, every step you take is on record. Listen, every step you take is on record in heaven. You can't go nowhere without your heavenly Father knowing where you are. He doesn't have to look for you. As small as you think you are, as insignificant as you think you are, think about you going to work tomorrow morning and there's so many vehicles going and coming, and you're just in the midst of them. You understand? You're just one among so many. Yet, his eyes are watching over you. And you know the way God deals with us? He deals with each one of us like we are the only one in the world. He never deals with you like there's anybody else. He relates with you as though there's nobody else in the world. That makes that relationship so wonderful when he deals with you. He forgets the whole world. Hallelujah. The whole world. Now, somebody thinks that's impossible, but that's exactly what he does. He forgets the whole world when he deals with you. You're like the only one in the world. And then he listens to you. And he has a plan for you as though nobody else lives on this planet. Can you handle this? Come on. Can you get this? Can you take it in? Can you take it in? Or is it too big for your theology? Now, when you understand that, your life will be a life of boldness. Then you start saying, he knows where I am. Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, you want the life of Christ in your heart. You want Jesus Christ come into your heart. I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0803-571-4362 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
You know, being in Christ's embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ's embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Maiduguri, off Dambo Road, opposite CBN Quarters, beside NNPC Depot, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., and Fridays, 5 p.m. for prayer meetings. Thank you for joining us today. This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.